Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Day one of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is now in the books. They started on the east side in Ohio and got into Indiana last night. They started in South Dakota and got into Nebraska on the west side of things. Chip Flory is leading the tour on the west side, and he indicated that he's disappointed with what he saw in South Dakota when it comes to their 2016 corn crop.
A lot of issues with the South Dakota corn crop. They went through that June-July period where a lot of areas picked up, you know, somewhere around an inch of rain in June and July combined. And then early August, I think it was August 1, they picked up about 2.5 inches across a good chunk of the tour area.
The South Dakota corn yield estimates from the scouts, 9.7% lower than a year ago, 149 bushels an acre. Now, on the east side, we had a corn crop number for Ohio of 148.9 bushels an acre. That's well under the over 160 bushels an acre that USDA was predicting in their August 1st crop production numbers of a few days ago. Some of the outside watchers of those numbers on the eastern side of the Corn Belt were a little surprised at the strength of the USDA numbers. They feel a little more comfortable, they say, with those Pro Farmer Crop Scout Tour numbers of 149 as far as potential size of the corn crop over in the state of Ohio. In Oklahoma, it's primary election runoff day. A baker's dozen worth of races still up for grabs. You've got 6 state house races, 7 Senate races for rural Oklahoma, an important opportunity to have your voice heard because it'll be a light turnout. Every vote will count. Get out and vote today if you've got races in your local districts. As is normally the case, we've got crop progress numbers as released Monday afternoon from Uncle Sam, and they continue to confirm that these crops look awfully good here in 2016. The U.S. corn crop now rated 75% in good to excellent shape. That's up 1 point compared to 1 week ago at 74. Soybean crop is the same as a week ago at 72% in good to excellent shape. The Milo crop also hangs in there at 65% in good to excellent condition. The cotton crop number slips a little bit compared to a week ago. It's largely a good to fair shape crop at this point. But right now, the good to excellent number, 47% good to excellent versus 48% 1 week ago. We do have harvest underway in the case of Milo and corn in the state of Oklahoma, although no harvest numbers reported as of yet. 11% of the Milo crop is now rated mature, 7% of the corn crop called mature by USDA. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock proudly presents the Bighorn Classic 2016 live from Sheridan, Wyoming, to be seen on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com August 23rd to the 26th. Offering 173,000 head of cattle, including 16,000 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 40,000 weaning calves, and 100,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.